It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I don't think they're ready for this. This is different. A LA Ram podcast, not based in California, but based in Florida? Come on, nah. You know I had to do it. Ram Nation, stand up. It's Ramly Talk from the Playmakers Bar podcast, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Salads. Let's talk Rams football.
Ram Nation, what's good? What's going on with y'all? Y'all already know who this is, Darnell the Playmaker Salads, and this is the new official week for Ramly Talk, because today and this week is when football begins. Tonight we got the season over between the Houston Texans, led by the new extension man Deshaun Watson, against the reigning, defending Super Bowl champions, with the man who just got paid a ridiculous amount of money, Patrick Mahomes, and the Kansas City Chiefs. That's how we're going to kick off this NFL season of 2020. Texans and Chiefs. But this is Ramly Talk, which means this is all about the Los Angeles Rams. And to begin the show, we're going to dive into what happened on yesterday morning. Now, I was at work on yesterday morning, but I felt my phone vibrating a little too many times in my pocket, so I had to look at my notification. And the headline read, Jalen Ramsey staying in L.A. My boy Jalen Ramsey got that contract extension he been looking for. A 5-year extension for $105 million. Largest ever for a cornerback. Not only that, when he signed that contract, $71.2 million is guaranteed. That is also the largest ever for a cornerback. So my man Jalen Ramsey has reset the market for cornerbacks in football. That's what I'm talking about. Les Snead, thank you very much for getting that done. We got our shutdown corner. We got our man up in the front, Mr. Aaron Donald. We ready to lock it down here in L.A. I love it. Lockdown city. So now, with that being said, though, who should be next on the list to get a contract extension from the Rams? A lot of people have said Cooper Kupp should be next on the list. Robert Woods threw his name out there. He wants to get a contract extension. He wants to stay with L.A. He wants to stay in L.A. longer and with the Rams. We already got Goff paid. We got Donald paid, as I mentioned. And we just talked about Jalen Ramsey getting paid. Why not lock down the receiver core and keep that core going with Kupp and Woods? We're going to see what Van Jefferson is doing, but I already told y'all and from previous episodes, Van Jefferson is just like, Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp. We got a stud. We got a three-headed triple monster. We might have a quadruple monster. You want to add Josh Reynolds into the mix? I'm just saying. Not to mention the Titans or Tyler Higbee and Jarrell Everett. I mean, Jared Goff's got weapons. So, I mean, I would love to see Cooper Kupp get that extension. I would love to see Robert Woods get that extension. I'm with everybody else. Pay our receivers next. Let's get them staying here and grinding. Let's get that right there. I'm enjoying that. So, like I said, Jalen Ramsey has reset the market for cornerbacks across the NFL. The man has got the largest contract in cornerback history in the NFL, and I am happy for him. That man can go get his house now. That man can go shut down Amari Cooper or Michael Gallup on the other side Sunday night. I'm going to get into that game in a bit. I'm going to get into that after I talk Hard Knocks. But it's good to see my boy Jalen Ramsey going to stay around for a good little longer. I love it. Now that I got that out the way and got my excitement out the way for my boy Jalen Ramsey, let's dive into Hard Knocks, shall we? And this was the final episode of Hard Knocks this season because we all know NFL starts tonight. And with that being said, pretty much the last episode is pretty much about cuts and who's coming back, making practice squads and stuff like that. So we had three Hard Knocks stars throughout this quick series of Hard Knocks LA. Juju Hughes, safety, DB. Dante Dion, cornerback. And Clay Johnson, linebacker. Now, we'll follow in these guys. We love all three of them. I can tell from the social media posts and Twitter and all that stuff. We love the three. The three was good. You know, Juju Hughes with the toothpick in his mouth every goddamn time. Like one of the coaches said, you might as well trademark that. Oh, no, Clay Johnson said, he might as well trademark that, man. No matter what he doing or where he at, there's a damn toothpick in his mouth. Just know that. So now, then we get to Dante Dion. That guy there, he's a joker. He loves joking around. He loves talking trash in a good way, though. In a good way. He don't go bad. He talk good trash. He loves it. I like it. And then Clay Johnson, he just loves football. He just loves football. And he'll tell you when he messed up or he didn't do this correct. He'll let you know. He'll make his own self accountable. So those were our three stars from the Hard Knocks. All three did not make that the roster. So all three got cut. It was painful. Painful to see and hear Sean McVay tell these guys that they're going to let them go. All good reviews, all that good stuff. So then you got to wait to, I think they released them on Friday. It was a Friday or Thursday. So now you got to wait to Sunday to see who's going to claim. They got to Sunday to see who's going to be claimed and whatnot. And those who the Rams release, and if they still on the waiver wire on Sunday, they can bring him back to the practice squad. And, you know, with the whole COVID-19 situation, they added an extra 4 spot so you can get 16 guys on the practice squad instead of 12, if I remember correctly. All right, so we had three guys released. And then first one up, we saw Juju Hughes and Dante Dion all in the room signing their contract to be on the practice squad. Leslie was trying to get a hold of Clay Johnson, and he was informed that Clay Johnson was going to Carolina. I gotta say, people, home where the heart is, man. Home is where the heart is. Even though he played at Baylor, and Baylor's in Texas, he went to Carolina. You gotta think, Matt Rhule, his old college coach, he's coaching the Carolina Panthers. His dad works for the Carolina Panthers, so it was just like, hey, man. Best of luck to you, Clay Johnson. I really enjoyed you on Hard Knocks. I wanted you to come back to the Ram, but you wouldn't go to Carolina. Home is where the heart is. I'm not going to be mad at that. Home is where the heart is, so you go out there and you do your thing over in Carolina. But for us, Juju Hughes, Dante Dion, they are on the practice squad for the Rams, so they are two of the 16 that's on the practice squad. I think Bryce Perkins, the quarterback from Virginia, is on that practice squad too. And I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I didn't even know we had Bryce Perkins. I didn't even know that. I watched him at Virginia. He's he's your typical athletic quarterback. He can move around. He can get down the field. You got to work on some throwing stuff. He can throw the ball a bit, but you got to work on some stuff throwing and reading defense and stuff like that. Because when they played against Florida and Orange Bowl, I told everybody, I already know what's gonna happen. It's gonna be a smash fest. And that's what it was. It was a smash fest. Perk did everything he could to keep the Cavaliers in it, but I mean, it's the Florida Gators, man. So I'm pretty sure Van Jefferson had a fun time picking at him about that Orange Bowl game. But it's all good. Both of y'all on the same squad, so I like that. But Bryce Perkins is on a practice squad, and I like that. I don't know who was on the practice squad. I ain't really look at the practice squad list, but I just know that two of the three stars from Hard Knocks is on our practice squad, and Klay Johnson obviously went to Carolina. But when Hard Knocks had to come to the end, that means it's time for some football. So now that we get there, let's get to the real heart of the matter. Ladies and gentlemen, today is Thursday, September 10th. I told you the NFL season starts tonight between the Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs. We all going to watch the game because it's the first game of the season. We're going to get a feel of how 2020 may look like for the entire 2020 NFL season on tonight. But we all looking forward to Sunday Night Football because we all know Sunday Night Football gets here. It is SoFi Stadium, the grand opening of the new Los Angeles Rams Stadium. And here come the dreaded, pesky, annoying, this franchise, this figure, illusion, whatever you want to call this bunch of fans that they love Americans team, that damn Dallas Cowboys. Now, we did our preseason talk when we went through our preseason schedule. Y'all heard me say how I feel about the Dallas Cowboys. Y'all heard my prediction. My prediction is going to stay the same. I told y'all the first 4 weeks, my predictions stay the same. They don't change. So, my prediction was Cowboys 24, Rams 31. So, that's a win for us. We already know that. But let's go. Let's dive a little deeper into this matchup, shall we? We have the Dallas Cowboys. Finished 8-8 last year. Did not win the NFC East. They lost the NFC East to a injury-prone Philadelphia Eagles. So, you are America's team, and you can't win your own division to a team who has literally nobody to play? Like, who was Carson Wentz throwing to? Who was he throwing to? Like, literally. Besides Zach Ertz, who was he throwing to? This receiver can't catch and he's injured. This receiver is injured. That guy's injured. That guy can't catch. It was pretty much Carson Wentz, Miles Sanders, and Zach Ertz on offense. Defense? Hey, they got a defense. Philly is known for defense. I'll give them that. But still, y'all, the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, that ferocious offensive line, that defensive line led by DeMarcus Lawrence, and then you got Jalen Smith in the middle along with Keith Van Der Esch and the linebacker core. How y'all can only go 8-8 and lose the division to the injury-prone Eagles? And yet again, after every year, after every disappointment, Cowboy fans, you know we're going to the Super Bowl. We know we're going to the Super Bowl. Yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Shut up. I will give y'all this. Y'all drafted Jerry Jeudy from Alabama. I'll give y'all that. That was a damn good pick. I was mad when y'all did it. And I'm still mad about it now. But it is what it is. But until y'all can prove everybody wrong, like Stephen A. said, just wait. When it comes down to it, they will not let you down. I don't want to hear nothing about Cowboys going this, Cowboys going that. Matter of fact, you got a new head coach in Mike McCarthy, so you got to learn a whole new offensive playbook. Everybody got to know what they're doing. Everybody got to understand what they're doing. Defense might be stricter. I think you still got your defensive coordinator. We'll see when the game be here. But other than that, I'm just looking at y'all like, I can't stand y'all. I'm really hating y'all right now. Now, granted, y'all did whoop our ass last year. Y'all did give us an ass whooping last year. I will admit that. It was in Dallas, Texas. It was in Arlington, the billion-dollar playpen. We took an ass whooping. Tavon Austin scored the first touchdown on us. I would never forget that one. Damn, Tavon scored the first touchdown on us, and we got an ass whooped. Ain't that sad? Never forget that. But, payback's up. Beep. Because we owe y'all an ass whooping. And when we open up SoFi Stadium to y'all, and y'all be amazed at what this stadium looks like, we're going to whoop y'all ass. We gonna let y'all know. Y'all would not whoop our ass like that ever again. Not with this team and not with this head coach. We would never take a beating like that from y'all again. So, now let's get to our side. What's more to talk about? Jared Goff, he needs to play better. He's got to play better than last year. Offensive line, we still got the same offensive line core, so hopefully they can build on how they finished off the season last year so that cohesiveness can still be there. We already talked about the receiver core. Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, Josh Reynolds, Advent adjusting to it, along with Tyler Higbee, Jared Everett. We got weapons. We got people we can use. And now the running back position. Report came out that Sean McVay is going to use running back by committee, so he's going to use all three running backs. So I'm guessing Darrell Henderson is getting healthy enough to play on Sunday night. You got our rookie draft pick in Cam Akers from Florida State, and we got our veteran Michael Brown. So we're going to see who's – they haven't said who's going to start, but if I had to guess, it might either be Michael Brown or Cam Akers to start. And the other one would be the second one. And they might sneak Darrell Henderson in there from time to time because he is coming out with a hamstring injury. And hamstring injuries are the trickiest ones of all of them because they can swell up on you at any given moment. Even when you tweak it, hamstring injury is the toughest. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see. Defensive-wise, Aaron Donald is the man in the middle up front. He anchors the D-line, so we know that. Michael Brockers is back with us after he tested the waters, and it didn't work out. And Baltimore doing the offseason, so he's back with us. It looks like Sebastian Joseph Day is going to be the other one down the down lineman side. Terrell Lewis, I think he's out for at least 3 to 6 weeks, so we're not going to have him. So that will leave Leonard Ford leading the linebacker crew. We got, we got a linebacker from the Broncos. Pretty good guy. Last name is Davis. I know that much. I like him. I seen him play in Denver. Hopefully he'll be a good fit for this defense and he can help out with our linebacker core. And of course the back end, Jalen Ramsey, Troy Hill, you got Taylor Rapp, you got John Johnson III. Our defensive backfield should be solid, if not great, this upcoming season. So I'm looking forward to this. I am looking forward to this. Sunday night can't get here quick enough for me. And it's only Thursday. I still got to wait 2 more days after this. I'm hyped just as y'all is hyped. So we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Now, how they have it. Dallas is a 3-point favorite. We have been disrespected and talked about all offseason. We finna tumble. We finna crumble. All this good stuff. And Dallas a 3-point favorite. And we owned up our new stadium. And that was a 3-point favorite. The disrespect to the Los Angeles Rams is real. But there's those out there in the NFL world that believe the Rams will make the playoffs. Some guys are going 11-5 and making the playoffs. Others see us as continuing to crumble downhill after the Super Bowl loss to the New England Patriots when Bill Belichick found a way to get to Jared Goff by switching his defense after Sean McVay can stop talking to him at the 15-second mark on the play clock. And ever since then, Jared Goff had a terrible, had a subpar year last year. I ain't gonna call it terrible, I'm gonna call it subpar last season. I don't expect a subpar season from Jared Goff this year. I expect a season like he had 2 years ago when we went to the Super Bowl. We don't have Todd Gurley, but I believe in Cam Akers. Michael Brown can play. If Darrell Henderson is healthy, he can ball too. So we can have three running backs that can ball. But he can probably do a two running back set at times too. And have Darrell Henderson on one side, Cam Akers on the other side. You got to pick and choose your poison on that one. I'm just saying. But I expect better this year. I already got him going 12-4. Might not be 12-4. Might be like 10-6 if I'm being correct, being honest with y'all. It might be 10-6. I got us in the playoffs, though. I think San Fran going to win the division again because yeah, we pretty much playing the same teams except for like two of them. So we got the whole NFC East. They got the whole NFC East. We got the whole AFC East. They got the whole AFC East. So do the math. Dallas is a 3-point favorite. The over-under is 51.5. So I have us winning 31-24. So first of all, the 3-point spread Dallas get, I'm making money because I'm taking the other side. And the over-under is 51.5. So that is 55. So I got us doing the upset and us taking the over. Just saying. This is how I feel about our team on this one. I'm not going to take up too much of your time right here because I want to make this quick and simple because we already went over Hard Knocks. We already went over Jalen Ramsey's contract. I want to see Cooper Kupp get his money next and along with Robert Woods. And then I've been previewed about the Cowboys and Rams game because that's the first game on the list. So now, next week, it'll be a little bit longer because we can go over what happened on Sunday Night Football and look forward to the Eagles on week two. I'm not looking forward to that. I'm going to be completely honest with y'all. I'm not looking forward to that. And most likely, either I'll have a special guest on this podcast or I'll be going on somebody else's podcast to talk about the Eagles and the Rams game, and I'm not looking forward to it. But I'm going to represent Ram Nation to the best of my abilities and continue to do what I do. With that being said, I am a part of another show. It's going to be a show that's going across social media from Facebook and YouTube called The Carousel. And one of the people that I have been able to hook up with, Alice Fleming and Eric Gordon, they came up with this idea of having a fans perspective type debate. Something similar to like First Bait and First Take and Undisputed, but with multiple people, a fan of every team in the NFL. So I was up against one of my good friends, Stacy. I love Stacy. I love a football world, you and John. I love you guys. But Stacy, I told you I was coming for you. So when they aired that debate between me and you, they gonna feel all the smoke from me. Because I told you I was coming for you. Cause I am sick and tired of dealing with you Cowboy fans. So when that drops, I will post it in every Rams group I'm in because I want y'all to hear how fired up I went up against a good friend of mine, Stacy, who is such a lovely lady. She is very lovely, but I had to give her the smoke to just let how Rams Nation felt. So y'all look out for that. Any basketball fans, y'all look forward to Hoops Talk on tomorrow. We're going to go over what's going on, what's been happening in the conference finals. Congratulations to the Miami Heat for making it to the conference finals in the East. And after that, we're gonna talk about more stuff than that, isn't it? It is what it is. So thank you guys for hanging out with me, taking a little bit of your time for you. Next week, I'll be better. I'll be back better than this week. Just keep working with me here. But until then, it's the Playmaker. I'm signing out. I'll catch y'all next week to talk more Rams football.